commercialradio.com.au. Radio unlimited.
In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Kitrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A Singleton family says they don't know what to do next after the state government's offer for their property for the Singleton bypass was just cut by another $100,000. The land of Beck and John Hatch was taken off them 7 weeks ago for the project, despite a sale price not being agreed to, because they didn't accept the government's offer, which was $500,000 less than their valuation. It was referred to the Valuer General for a determination. Beck says they now have to consider legal action because the Valuer General has knocked an extra $100,000 off the price again.
I just don't know what we're meant to do. We got the letter and, yeah, just lost all that money. So the next step, I presume, is to take it to court or accept an even lower offer, which is, you know, I just don't know what we're supposed to do. I mean, the fact is that there isn't any cropping farms for sale in Singleton for the price that they're offering us. So I don't know what we're supposed to do.
An Upper Hunter business owner says our region is at risk because of the lack of support it receives from the state and federal governments. BlackRock Industries CEO Steve Fordham spent part of last week in Canberra meeting with ministers and attending the National Jobs and Skills Summit to put the case for more of our coal mining royalties to be returned to the Hunter Valley. Mr. Fordham told them the Hunter Valley is being left behind.
We got a bypass that just got approved recently. It's been in the works since before I was born. We need to start looking at ways in which we can turn around and wean money back into our local economy and create diversity. But what I'd like to see, if we're going to start weaning ourselves off coal, we should start weaning ourselves off our mining royalties and put the money back into the Hunter Valley. We want jobs. We want to be able to go forward into this industry. We know there's a gap, but we don't want to be left behind.
And second-rate care is being delivered in the Upper Hunter for residents with heart failure. That's the finding of a new research project, the SHAPE study. The study's co-author, Professor Andrew Sidoni, says it found only 1 in 5 heart failure patients are being formally diagnosed, less than half see a cardiologist within a month of diagnosis, and only 1 in 2 have a care plan.
We're calling for people with heart failure and general practitioners to be more proactive, to utilise available planning tools to ensure access to vital care for better and longer lives, and to involve their specialists, their GPs, their pharmacists, social workers, the heart failure nurses in managing this patient's condition, because this is such an important disease, it's a common disease, and it's something we really can make a big difference if we do the right things.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to RRR Equipment Repairs. RRR. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Scone could be on the lookout for a new under-18s coach despite their grand final win over Aberdeen. The Thoroughbreds too strong for Aberdeen 16-12, with lanky second rower Ashton Frost named the player of the match. Family duties are calling, so Tom Hagen is likely to hang up the clipboard for 2023. He says it was great to see his team bounce back after being beaten by Aberdeen in the major semi-final 2 weeks ago.
I was never overly concerned about that. They've been, every game between these two sides has been like that. That one out there, and but 2 weeks ago just wasn't our day. The ball didn't bounce our way, and we probably beneficial that the ball that all happened last week rather than grand final day. You can always have your off days. The boys they played well last week. They got back to the drawing board, and away they went.
Now you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Kitrupi.
2NM Weather brought to you.